Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Tim Wildman here with Walker Wildman and Fred Jackson. We thank you for listening to AFR. If you want to listen online, go to AFR.net or download our American Family Radio app. That way, if your power goes off and you can't get the radio station on your radio, you just use the app on your phone or tablet or similar device. Very easy to download the app. Takes about 60 seconds, or maybe 2 minutes if you're a slow typer. But doesn't take long at all. If you're one of those people who, when somebody says the expression "download the app," you start sweating, then just ask your grandkid to do it for you. Show you how it works. Take you about, Walker, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very easy.
Very easy.
Most people now know how to download apps.
Yeah. So you can do that. We have, thousands and how many, on any given day, we have over.
Yeah, we have thousands of people listening every day, every hour.
Yeah, on the app. Mm-hmm. On the app. So it's opened up a whole new world of us, to us, for new listeners to American Family Radio. All right, Fred, we have a guest now with us, Sammy Tippett. Sammy is president of Sammy Tippett Ministries. And we're going to talk about the Heart Cry for Revival online conference that we are supporting here at American Family Association, American Family Radio. We strongly believe in the need for spiritual renewal in our country. We're going to have that. Politics is just alone is going to disappoint, not going to get it. We're going to have spiritual Christian revival in our country. And one of the main ways we get to that is having people pray for our nation. How do we pray? We're joined now by Sammy Tippett. Sammy, good morning to you.
Hey, it's great to be with you guys today. Thank you for having me on.
Where are you?
I'm in San Antonio, Texas, where everything is shut down and snow is everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's been an adventure.
Sammy, tell us about your ministry first.
Well, I have an international ministry. I've been in more than 80 countries, written about 17 books, mostly on revival and evangelism. This morning preached in India to a remote village and had about 300 people come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, preaching via Skype, and I've been doing that for the past year. I've held incredible evangelistic events. We had in May 14 million people who heard the gospel in about 60 countries languages.
So how do they do that over there? They just set up a big screen in a church, or how do they do that?
Well, the 14 million was done through just a basic. I wouldn't call it a Skype, but we used all sorts of social media platforms and so forth, and so it went individually into homes and into persons' lives. And so what happens, and by the way, what I did today was through a big screen. Yeah,
that's what I'm asking.
People gathered together in a place and put it up on a big screen. I preached from my home. Translator was on stage translating for me, and we've had crowds of up to 25,000 people doing this. And at an event, and then, but then we go to, like today. I went to a remote village that probably no one would be able to get to from the West like this, and share the gospel. And we had people from all over that region come to that central village and preach. They had about 500 people there, and about half of them gave their hearts to Christ, and they're starting churches with the people who came to know Christ. So we're trying to utilize technology to reach people for the glory of God, and so this event we did back in May was in partnership with a lot of different other ministries in those countries and groups that we worked with and we partnered with, and using all of our social media platforms. And it was just an extraordinary moment of 3 days, having 14 million people hear the gospel in all of these countries. So it's a dark time. It's a difficult time, but it is a great time for the gospel. And, you know, this pandemic, you know, has been terrible. I lost my brother, my sister. My brother just died 3 weeks ago from COVID. My sister died about 6 months ago. But in the midst of all of that, people don't know what to do. They don't know where to turn. And we have the only hope. We have the only hope, and that is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
All right, there's a by the way, sorry for your losses, by the way. That was I know that was difficult on you, losing two siblings to this virus. Well,
thank you.
This Tuesday, February the 23rd, from 7 to 8 o'clock Central Time, we are co-sponsoring with a lot of other great ministries what we call the Heart Cry for Revival. No, it's not this Tuesday. That's the pre-conference prayer meeting. But still, that's very important. Just talk about the Heart Cry for Revival, if you would. It's February 24th through the 26th, actually.
Right. And on the 23rd, I think you guys are broadcasting live the pre-prayer meeting, because one of the things we believe is that there'll never be revival until there's prayer. There'll never be a restoration of the nation until there's revival, and then we'll be revival until there's prayer. So we're starting off this online conference with a prayer meeting. American Family Radio, you're co-hosting it. The U.S. National Prayer Committee is co-hosting it. The National Day of Prayer Task Force is co-hosting it. We have a number of different groups who are joining together to say, we desperately need revival in this nation. We're living in a dark time. You guys know.
If we don't have revival, we're headed toward the dustbin of history.
That's right.
We've
got to desperately cry out to God for revival. So we put together a group of speakers, pastors who are experiencing revival in their churches, individuals, college campus leaders, international people, during these 3 days to really call America to seek God for a mighty revival and try to lay out what that's going to take.
Okay, the website for everything you need to know about this is heartcryforrevival.org.
Right. And you can register online for it, and registration's free. You can register, and you can get you can watch it on social media if you want to do that. But if you register, you get access to all the workshops, and which would, I think, be real helpful. And I think American Family Radio has a couple of workshops that will be there. So
We've got three of our staff.
Will and Mickey Addison, host of Airing the Addisons, will be speaking. Also, Kendra White with our division, American Family Studios, she'll be speaking. So three AFA staff members will be there.
Here's the website, folks. It's very simple. Heartcryforrevival.org. You need to go there. Everything's free. But you can participate in some or all of it. But you need to know what's going on with this. These are some of the premier prayer and revival ministries in the country, if not the world, that are participating. That doesn't include us. We're just sort of helping foster the message and get the message out there. But obviously, we're behind it and agree 100% with the goals of Heart Cry for Revival. HeartCryForRevival.org. I mentioned, if we don't have Fred, if we don't have what we need here in America is a Christian spiritual revival that sweeps the country, basically.
Amen.
Like we've had in that can happen. We've seen it happen down through our history. But if it does not happen, the trajectory we're on here in the United States, doesn't look good. I'll be simple there.
When a person accepts Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in their hearts.
Changes everything.
And it changes your view your view on everything. The Bible opens up like it couldn't before with the Holy Spirit's guidance. And then all of a sudden, you understand Because right now the Bible says you're blind if you don't have Jesus Christ as your Savior. And we're in a nation now where there's been increasing spiritual blindness. That's why you have people, we're just talking about people advocating for abortion. And, you know, we have a government that's elected that has thrown out the Bible when it comes to the teaching on sexuality and God's view of sexuality. And you can have discussions, you can have debates, but unless a person's heart is changed, they're not going to see that.
Go ahead, Sammy.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, one of my favorite people that I've been able to meet in my lifetime was Dr. Roy Fish, the late Dr. Roy Fish. He was professor of evangelism, esteemed professor for Southwestern Baptist Seminary in Fort Worth. And he and I were doing a conference on revival before he passed. And a question was asked, and they asked him, they said, Dr. Fish, do you see any hope for a spiritual awakening in America? And he said, yes, I see one thing. And the one thing that I see is that things have gotten so bad that it seems hopeless. And that's when God works. God has always sent the greatest moves of his Spirit during the darkest nights. And so the great hope we have is that we have gotten to the place of hopelessness. When we come to the end of ourselves and we say we can't do it, there's only one way to look, and that's up. And I believe all that's happened in this past year, which, I mean, you think about this year, it's been an incredible year of what's transpired in this country and around the world. And I believe that God is just bringing us to the end of ourselves, saying, hey, there's only one way to look. There's only one hope, and that hope is Jesus. And so it's in this dark night, this dark moment, that the hope is that we have no other place to go but Jesus Christ. And just like Fred was saying, when we turn to him, everything changes. Everything changes. I saw with my own eyes the nation of Romania go through 15 years of darkness. I mean, and it got worse and worse and worse. And in one divine moment, everything changed. God sent a mighty revival that swept the nation and literally blew the wind of atheism out of the country. And so I just believe that is our only hope, is to seek him. And that's why this is so important at this moment in history.
You know, George Washington, our father of our country, and John Adams, one of our founders, two men, and there were many others, but they warned that unless you had Christianity as the basis for America, I'm not talking about everybody being Christian, but Christian principles. I wish that everybody was Christian, but Christian principles, because the majority of people are Christians and they fear God, if you lose that, then you lose your freedom. You lose your liberty. You lose your way of life. America, as we know it, land of the free, home of the brave, cannot be sustained if it becomes secular. And godless. And that's just, listen to this from George Washington, his farewell address, 1796. Of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness, these firmest props of the duties of men and citizens. So there you have George Washington saying, of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. He wasn't big on separation of church and state right there. Now, the founders were big on the state staying out of the church's business, but they encouraged Christians to be involved in politics and government and civic life. And then you have John Adams, the second president of the United States, who wrote in 1798, "We have no government armed with power capable of contending with human passions unbridled by morality and religion. Our Constitution was made only for a religious and moral people. It is wholly inadequate for the government of any other." So there you have two, Sammy, there you have it. John Adams, George Washington, without religion, and they meant Christianity because that was the dominant religion. Without religion, Christianity, morality, I would add values, which is similar to morality. You can't have if people don't govern themselves, you can't have enough laws. The police will have to govern them. You'll have statism. You'll have ultimately communism. Go ahead, Sammy.
I was going to say the foundation for freedom is faith.
Yeah.
And Jesus told a parable about two men who built their lives, one on a rock and one on sand. And what's happened is there's been this shift, this paradigm shift from the rock to sand. And so what has to happen is the storm is coming and the house is not standing. I mean, the winds are blowing, the rain's coming down, the floods are sweeping across this country. We have to call the people to get their feet back on the rock. That's the only safe place in the middle of the storm. And so, you know, it was so, you know, this country was birthed in a spiritual awakening with Whitfield and Jonathan Edwards and men like that were here. And this country was birthed out of that. And then there was the second great awakening, the pioneer revival that took place. And then there was the great prayer revival that took place. And so we've got a rich history of awakenings that turned us back. And I believe the only hope is that we must have another awakening that places our feet on that foundation. We've gotten off the rock and gotten on the sand, and we've got to place our feet back on the rock.
All right, folks, go to Heart. Here's the website you need to visit, because this Heart Cry for Revival conference is February the 24th through the 26th. And it's free, it's online, and it is, you're going to be strongly encouraged, I guarantee you. Go to heartcryforrevival.org, heartcryforrevival.org. Some great speakers, pastors, preachers. As I say, you're going to be very encouraged, like what we've heard from Brother Sammy. This morning is Sammy Tippett joining us from San Antonio. Do you have power, by the way?
Oh, we just got it.
I'm not talking spiritual. I know you do. I know you have spiritual power.
You know, I went to bed last night not having power or internet and woke up this morning with it. I had to preach in India, so God just blessed us. We have it right now. For the moment, we have it. So.
Yeah, well, I had 4 million Texans without power 2 days ago. Now it's down to, I think, half a million people without power. It's been a very, very tough situation. Thank you so much, Sammy. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Okay. And God bless you guys.
Thank you. Sammy Tippett, T-I-P-P-I-T, joining us from San Antonio. Fred, what do you think about all that?
Well, he's exactly right. And, you know, that's one of the great things, American Family Radio. We have great preaching programs that throughout the dial every day. Great, and we have great hosts that, you know, like Bishop Jackson, that the people hear here on a daily basis at 12 noon. And I tell you what, because we are Christians, we understand that, yes, draw attention to the issues, but what's going to change hearts is Jesus Christ. This is a Christian radio ministry, and we are here to educate and motivate people. But we know we can't do anything without God moving in people's hearts. Mm-hmm. And we're here to draw people to Jesus Christ. And that has, as you were just saying, Tim, that is what's going to change a nation. Because today, here's the problem. You have so many people, even in the Bible Belt. I was shocked to learn several years ago in our home state here of Mississippi, there was an estimate made of 200,000 people have never heard the gospel. Mm-hmm. And that's because people aren't attending church like they used to. Mm-hmm. And they're not hearing the gospel at home. And mm-hmm. so that's it. You know, it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy. You move people away from the truth of the gospel, and the result that you get is what we're seeing in our country today. But thank God, God hasn't given up on the United States of America. And we know that. We know that he wants revival because we read scripture and we see God is there waiting for his people to come back. God is waiting for people to turn their hearts to him. He will open the door. You know, it's Revelation chapter 3. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Anybody hears that voice, open the door. I will come in. That's Jesus Christ speaking. Mm-hmm. And he never wavers from the truth. And so the invitation is there. We just got to get the message out.
Yeah, Walker.
Yeah, we can't forget, as Fred mentioned, as our guest Sammy mentioned, that heart change, spiritual change, the Holy Spirit coming in and rescuing people's souls, that is the ultimate fix. And we can't lose sight of that. All the other things that we do are good. They're not in vain. Being involved in culture and politics and having a good Christian influence in our country is noble, but at the end of the day, we know the heart change is where the ultimate battle is won. So glad to be partnering with Heart Cry for Revival and their conference.
Amen. Okay, so remember you heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. The Republican ticket in 2000, not four, as I wanted to take us back to the future of the last hour, but 2024, it would be, my pick right now would be Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida and Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota. I really don't care which one would be president and vice president. I think they would both do an outstanding job. So,
isn't it interesting, those two individuals, too, when it comes to the pandemic?
Yeah.
They are the leaders.
Yeah.
They are the leaders in this country as to how to handle this.
Yeah.
And they have similar philosophies. I remember Kristi Noem of South Dakota saying, you know what? She says, I believe in the people of this state, and they're smart enough to figure out how to handle this.
Well, they understand that less government sometimes is a good thing.
Yes.
Well, also, both of those individuals, DeSantis and Noem, are freedom-loving people.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, by the way, that Keystone Pipeline being shut down that Biden did, that's going to hurt South Dakota.
Yes,
right.
I was reading some comments by Governor Noem about that, but I still think those two would be outstanding candidates on the Republican side in 2024. Who knows what former President Trump will do? Is President Trump, is he 74, 75? He's right in there, isn't he?
74, I believe. Yeah. Is. Yeah.
Who knows what he will do? We're talking a long time. It's a long time and it's a short time. It'll be here before you know it, but it still is 3 years away. But you'll start hearing talk, you know, in the next year or two about people who are lining up to run on the Republican side for president of the United States against Kamala Harris.
But, you know, those two individuals you mentioned are in sync with President Trump when it comes to his policies. What's interesting is that, you know, President Trump still has tens of millions of people who support him, and Kristi Noem and Ron DeSantis support that agenda as well.
Yeah.
And it's successful.
Did y'all catch my Kamala Harris prediction right there?
I missed it.
I don't think Biden will make it.
No.
Not for another run, no.
I'm talking about whether he'll live or not. I just don't think he'll have the energy or the mental faculties to be able to carry on more than one term, and I'll be doubtful that he makes it through one term, quite frankly, after watching some of the clips from CNN the other night. He's going to have the media cover for him in a big way and not do public, don't do any more town halls. You know what I'm saying?
That's for sure.
Right.
I would say no more town halls for you, Mr. President. All right, folks, we hope you have a great day. We'll be here tomorrow with Trivia Friday. We'll see you then.